This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Protesters are defying warnings from security forces in Myanmar and gathering in large numbers for yet another day of demonstrations. They are protesting against the military's overthrow of the civilian government. Monday, protests were coupled with a general strike that shut down scores of businesses, including factories and grocery stores. The strike was called for Sunday by the activist group Gen Z and the Civil Disobedience Movement, urging people to come together for a spring revolution. A message carried Sunday on state-owned MRTV warned protesters, quote, are now inciting people, especially emotional teenagers and youths, to a confrontation path where they will suffer the loss of life. Ahead of Monday's protests, security forces in Yangon placed roadblocks near some foreign embassies, which have become gathering points for protesters calling for foreign intervention. Italy's ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed in an ambush in eastern Congo Monday. The Italian Foreign Ministry released a brief statement saying Luca Antanasio was killed near the city of Goma while traveling in a convoy of the United Nations Stabilization Mission in Congo. It says an Italian military policeman who accompanied the envoy was also killed in the attack. Citing the Virunga National Park, Reuters reports the convoy was attacked near the town of Kanyamaharo as part of a kidnap attempt. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $9.4 million to help prevent a new Ebola outbreak from spreading across West Africa. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. stands at the brink of 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus Monday. The numbers are according to the Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. A year into the pandemic, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, calls the looming milestone horrible and historic. The first known deaths from the virus in the U.S. were in early February 2020 in the western state of California. The death toll reached 400,000 on January 19th in the waning hours of in office for President Donald Trump. Scotland's COVID-19 vaccination program has led to a sharp drop in hospitalizations. That's according to researchers on Monday. The development boosting hopes that the shots will work as well in the real world as they have carefully controlled studies. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine reduced hospital admissions by up to 85% 4 weeks after people received their first dose, while the Oxford-AstraZeneca shot cut admissions by up to 94%. The study was done by scientists at the University of Edinburgh, the University of Strathclyde, and the Public Health Scotland. The data was gathered between December 8th and February 15th, when 21% of Scotland's population received their first shot. The U.S. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland plans to tell senators at his confirmation hearing Monday that he is committed to fighting discrimination in American life and extremist attacks against the government. Garland is one of President Joe Biden's most important cabinet selections. He's currently a federal appellate court judge in Washington and a 2016 Supreme Court nominee whom Senate Republicans refused to consider in a presidential election year. Garland would potentially head the Justice Department amid its ongoing investigation of hundreds of supporters of President Donald Trump. Many of those supporters with anti-government views stormed into the U.S. Capitol last month to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that Biden defeated Trump in last November's election. In what's considered a significant defeat for former President Trump, the Supreme Court is declining to step in to halt the turnover of his tax records to a New York State prosecutor. The court's action Monday is the apparent culmination of a lengthy legal battle that had already reached the high court once before. President Trump's tax records are not supposed to become public as part of the prosecutor's investigation, but the high court's action is a blow to the president because he has for so long fought to keep his tax records private. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.